Chain restaurants love moving into Bloomington Normal, but Steak and Shake was that rare unicorn, the chain restaurant that Bloomington Normal sent out into the world. But 85 years after its founding in Normal, Steak and Shake is in trouble. Our story begins with Greg Snodgrass, who started at Steak and Shake as a busboy in 1979 in Bloomington Normal. His career grew as the company did, and other local staff would travel the country to help open new locations and train staff on the Steak and Shake culture, quality service, and cleanliness.
We had little meetings 15 minutes before our shift started, and we'd have uniform inspections and the whole nine yards. It was really something that we all took pride in.
It was fun. But by 2008, it wasn't fun anymore. Snodgrass was a district manager then, overseeing nine locations between Bloomington and Paducah, Kentucky. Snodgrass says the new owner, Big Laurie Holdings, was cutting wages and benefits, part of a recession-era discounting survival plan. So Snodgrass left. Today, those changes have brought Steak and Shake to the brink. Sales have sunk, dozens of locations have closed, employee lawsuits have piled up, and some are speculating that a major contraction, or worse, is near.
It's heartbreaking, quite honestly. You know, I dedicated over 30 years of my career to help build that company, to help build relationships, and when you walk into the restaurants and the service isn't good and the cleanliness isn't there, the quality of the food is still there. But if you don't have the other two things, it really isn't Steak and Shake anymore, to me.
Steak and Shake is one of Bloomington Normal's most famous exports, right up there with State Farm and Beer Nuts. Gus and Edith Belt opened the first location at Main Street and Virginia Avenue in Normal in 1934. Their family sold the company in 1969, and it's changed hands many times since then. Today, Steak and Shake has 580 locations and is based in Indianapolis and owned by Texas-based Big Laurie Holdings. Bill Kemp with the McLean County Museum of History says another locally grown company that followed a similar path was Eureka Williams, which became Electrolux and then moved away.
Bloomington Normal, given kind of its vibrancy throughout its history, has produced corporations or brand names that are known throughout the country, sometimes in some cases the world, and some of those still have local ties and some do not.
There are a few remnants of the Steak and Shake legacy that have survived here. The chain still has four restaurants in town. The original one on Main Street, though, is now a Monocle's. Another old location is now Keller's Iron Skillet. Kemp says Gus and Edith Belts built Steak and Shake's brand on the steak burger.
Gus Belt was known to make quite a show of that. He would actually wheel in a barrel in some of the early stores full of sirloins or T-bones, and then that would be ground right on site so customers could see what was going into their steak burgers.
Cleanliness was also a selling point. Their slogan was, "In sight, it must be right."
The idea was if you could see the food being made, so the grill cooks were out there in the open through glass windows, and originally the meat was ground on site, that was an indication that things were on the up and up there.
But that was a long time ago. Today, the company is owned by Sardar Big Laurie, a young investor who emigrated to the U.S. from Iran. He took over Steak and Shake in 2008 amid the Great Recession. He discounted relentlessly, famously offering meals under $4, and it worked. Sales soared.
For 7 years, he seemingly could do no wrong.
That's Greg Andrews, who's covered the company extensively as editor of the Indianapolis Business Journal.
That worked and worked and worked, and then about 2016, it stopped working, and the company has continued to slide since then.
Critics say the customer experience slipped, and so did the service. All that discounting comes at a cost. Steak and Shake also faced a new challenge from growing fast casual chains like Chipotle, Panera, and Jason's Deli. Younger consumers were willing to pay more, and the race to the bottom for value was ending. That's according to Danny Klein, who covers Steak and Shake for the QSR Food Trade magazine.
So you're either playing on one side of convenience, or you're going kind of higher end with some of these upscale fast casuals or sit down chains or fine dining, you know, people that are taking share like that. So Steak and Shake's case, they're sort of now at a point where they're not really, they're not really offering either of those.
Owner Sardar Big Laurie is a mysterious figure who does not do media interviews. He didn't respond to a request for comment from GLT. His only public comments typically come in his annual shareholder letters. In his 2019 letter, Big Laurie conceded that they, quote, erroneously stayed with equipment and kitchen design that was ill-suited for volume production. and that the effect was high-cost, labor-intensive, slow service. He says they failed customers by not being fast and friendly. They paid the price for that. Steak and Shake's revenue last year declined 3.5%, what Big Laurie himself called a significant disappointment. During the first quarter of 2019, same-store sales fell almost 8%, the 10th straight quarterly decline, even as other similar restaurants saw growth. David Hankus is with Technomic, a research and consulting firm for the restaurant industry.
I mean, they're playing smack dab in a very competitive set. From big national players, right, that have huge reach and big marketing dollars, and all the way down to small local or regional chains or even independent burger places.
Hankus says Steak and Shake isn't doing much to differentiate itself.
Not that it's the death knell for the chain, but it's certainly a challenge for them to grow out of that without doing something different.
And something different is an ambitious strategy that Big Laurie laid out earlier this year. He wants to franchise off all 400 company-owned restaurants. Franchisees will only have to put up about $10,000. It's a bargain in the industry. And they'll pay 15% of sales and 50% of profits back to Steak and Shake. And franchisees can only own one restaurant. That's similar to the Chick-fil-A model, geared toward hands-on franchise ownership. Experts tell GLT that retroactively turning a restaurant chain into an all-franchise model is a bit unusual, and to prepare for it, Steak and Shake has temporarily closed dozens of stores that will theoretically be franchised, including some in Peoria. But when a restaurant temporarily closes, restaurant journalist Danny Klein says they tend not to reopen.
I haven't seen anybody offer up a franchise for $10,000 in the time that I've been here. And the whole and everything they're doing right now is pretty uncommon. So I guess we don't really know how it's going to turn out.
Steak and Shake also faces a big challenge in court. Nearly 1,500 Steak and Shake managers across the country have sued the company, claiming they were improperly classified as salary employees and not compensated for the overtime they worked. Around 280 managers from the St. Louis area were just awarded $7.5 million in the first of two lawsuits. The second pending lawsuit has just under 1,200 plaintiffs, including around 400 from Illinois. That's according to their attorney, Brendan Donnellan of Kansas City, Missouri. Donnellan says these managers were making only $32,000 to $40,000 a year and were doing much of the same work as lower-level hourly employees.
So their job was to just plug in the holes each and every shift. And I think it's pretty easy to figure out that if you're not having to pay the hourly people overtime to do all this work or to have extra hourly people there, and you're paying one person just a set dollar amount to work 70 hours a week, it's a big cost-cutting and savings measure for a company.
Steak and Shake said each case is without merit and it intends to defend these cases vigorously. However, Donnellan says the company is set for settlement talks with plaintiffs from both cases in early June. So does this all add up to the end for Steak and Shake? Greg Andrews, who covers the company from Indianapolis, says Steak and Shake has about $184 million in debt that it's supposed to pay off in March of 2021.
It's losing a lot of money at the moment, so it really doesn't have the ability to pay that off. If it starts to turn itself around, then lenders would probably give it a lot more breathing room. But if it's in a tailspin, which is what it really is in today, that debt could force Steak and Shake into bankruptcy.
A significant retraction, fewer locations, may be more likely. Danny Klein says it's not uncommon today to see restaurant chains retract pretty dramatically. Applebee's is one recent example.
I think a chain of this type of scale and, guest affinity and history and the fact that they were on a really good run there for, a pretty good period of time, I would be surprised to see them go bankrupt. But I would also say that it's definitely nothing is ever impossible in this industry. I mean, restaurants are such a fluctuating kind of business.
Brendan Donnellan, the attorney who represents the managers, says it's hard to speculate about the company's financial health because Steak and Shake is just one part of the Big Laurie Holdings portfolio. Big Laurie also owns Maxim Magazine and the Western Sizzlin' restaurant chain, among other investments.
It's hard for me to look at that and decipher exactly which of that are Steak and Shake assets and Steak and Shake liabilities, things along those lines. So it's always a concern in all of my cases, but it's hard for me to speculate here whether or not it's going to have a big impact on our verdict and on our second lawsuit.
Greg Snodgrass, the busboy who became a district manager, gave the company another chance himself. He returned from 2010 to 2013, but it wasn't enjoyable anymore. He says the family-friendly atmosphere was gone. He left again.
Just keeps piling on. It just don't know. There's some talk that it may even just fold up and go away, which I hope doesn't happen.
You can see historic photos of Steak and Shake, courtesy of the McLean County Museum of History, at WGLT.org. We'll have a link to their Steak and Shake collection. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is Sound Ideas.